the sacred instruction of this particular dala, it summarized everything into three. First is the purification and accumulation as the preliminary. So you heard that a lot, so leave that aside. And second part is the actual, the main part of the sacred instruction. Then literally speaking, inferior, the form yoga, the deep mantra yoga, and final dharma yoga. So that is how it is described. Menpa yipje nanjo, sapa maje nanjo, tatuk chuje nanjo. So three yoga. That is the main part. The Menpa yipje nanjo, the first one, it includes from the outer protection circle of the mandala until the form of the main deity of Junto Chenmo. Everything is taught in this. And then the second, the mantra. It includes from the mantra of the retinue to the heart syllable of the main deity. Everything is in this, taught in this. And the final Dharma Yoga, this is the essence of, from the essence of the physical as well as mantra of the retinue and the environment of the mandala to the essence of the deity, main deity and its heart syllable. All the essence, that is the third yoga. Now why it is mentioned inferior and deep and final? Because it is physical, oral and mental essence transformation practice. So physical, which is inferior, comparing to the speech, the energy, and then the essence of the mind, which is the final for even the speech, the energy, the manifestation. So that way, as a practitioner, first visualization and recitation, and then dhukrim. So sampana krama and upana krama. And first two, visualization and recitation, and finally dzogrim, finalization, dissolve into ultimate, limitless, primordial, non-dualistic state, which is ultimate emptiness. So that describes the main text of this sacred instruction. And the final is the three Juma. Juma means illusion, not real, illusion. When you walk in a desert, you see an oasis very far away. And when you face towards it and go there, actually there is no oasis. There is no water. There is no palm trees. There is nothing. And so like that. And then magician creates palaces and all kinds of things, but it is not there. It is magic. So, the three aspects of that. First is Nangwa. All that we see, all that we perceive are Juma. And then second is Dream Juma. And third is Parto Juma. So, what I'm telling everyone is, we should know everything is illusion. Everything is like a dream. Everything is like a magic. It's not really there. But we are the magician. So when everybody is a magician, and when everybody is so good at playing magic, and we don't know how to do otherwise. So we are like a magician who built a magic house and live in it and feel very comfortable, and wanted to change the magical furniture in the magic house from time to time, and comparing this magic house with other magic houses next door, and becoming proud of being better, and becoming jealous of not being able to catch up. with the other ones. So that is exactly how we are continuing in the samsara. But of course, even we know this, we have to go step by step in our practice. I'm telling them, in the real dream, if a grizzly bear charges at you and you remember you're dreaming, you just sit there and say, there's no bear, it is a dream, then nothing will happen to you. But then in real life, if you are charged by a grizzly bear, you should climb the tree. You know, you should not think that grizzly bear is not there and just sit there. And then in your dream, the grizzly bear will eat you and you will be gone. And your mind might become baby grizzly bear because of the karma of that grizzly bear eating you, so that the grizzly bear have to raise you. So that is something we have to remember and practice, as well as we have to be aware that we can understand, but we cannot function 100% right now. In my comfortable meditation room, I can meditate and totally function as everything is a dream. Everything is an illusion, no problem. But once I'm outside of that room and in the street, then I should think everything is a dream, but I have to look right and left, otherwise a big truck might hit me and I will become 10 feet long and, you know, 4 feet wide. Not very nice sight. So this way one has to treat this illusion and this dream with respect. And so the three kind of illusion is the last part of this sacred teaching. And there's so much in this short text, but if I talk more than this, then I might become one who is disclosing sacred tantric teachings inappropriately. Therefore, I shouldn't go beyond, and one should go beyond this kind of teaching once one practice such tantra and practice it properly in precise order of preparatory first step, second step, etc. Then one must receive the full teaching. So this much is enough as a transmission, and now we will do the conclusion of today's empowerment.